You know her name? What about Sarah?
Sarah, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. What would your nieces and nephews call your brother?
Uncle.
Uncle what?
Uncle Verge is his given name.
Now I'm going to ask you about some titles that people have in the Army. You know, in the Civil War, we had a very famous man, Robert E. Lee. What was his title?
Robert E. Lee.
Was he a captain or what was he?
Colonel. Would it be a colonel? Wouldn't be colonel, would it?
No. Same thing George Washington was.
I can't even think of what George Washington was. No, he was president, first president. I don't know.
It's a title in the Army. It's about the highest rank you can get in the Army. Starts with a G. General. What about...
General Washington, well, yeah. I know.
What about the man who presides over a court?
He's a... No, not a lawyer. Judge.
What do you call a person who goes to school?
That what?
A person who goes to school to study.
A pupil.
And what's another word for pupil?
Student.
What's a person employed in a business to look after an office? To take dictation and type?
A typist.
And what's another name for a typist? The man says, I'd like you to meet my...
Secretary.
What's a, what do you call a woman who appears in plays or the movies?
Actor.
What is the nationality of anybody born in the United States?
An American. My grandmother was born in England. I got the history. Somebody got a ball, I got them in there
now. Now, I know what you call black people.
Negroes.
But what would black people call you?
I don't know. White folks are that.
Okay.
White folks.
Oh. Long time ago, was there any name that you might have for a child that had one black parent and one white parent?
No.
What would you call somebody like that?
I don't know. I never... What would they call them?
Mixed.
Mixed.
What?
Yeah, well, now the foreign people are called mixed.
What do you call white people who aren't well off at all?
They're poor folks.
Okay. What do Negroes call?
Slaves. That was in the wartime, they called them. No, they were... I don't know.
Yeah, that's
valid. I know after my daddy was paralyzed, he was crippled. And I had married, lived on the farm down below Jonesboro. One of the slaves that was stolen during the First War was carried up in Illinois. Well, his wife died, and he was never had come back to see the home folks, his home folks in Henry County. That's all he knew. The home folks lived in Henry County, because he was just a child when the Northerners stole him and took him up to Illinois. Well, his daughter decided that he was so upset and all about his wife dying that she'd bring him south to... He'd always wanted to come south to hunt his folks. So they went to McDonough. And you know how folks sit in front of the stores then.